AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he won't support a proposal to form an independent bipartisan commission to study the deadly riot at the Capitol in January. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene backs McCarthy.
The question that comes to mind is this. What about all the riots that happened during the summer of 2020 after the death of George Floyd? What about all the damage caused to federal buildings, churches, people's businesses, and innocent people that were killed?
Some Republicans have started to downplay the severity of the attack on the Capitol, further aligning themselves with former President Donald Trump. Israel reports two deaths from a militant strike in Gaza.
Police say a strike launched from Gaza has killed two Thai workers inside a packaging plant in southern Israel, as Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers continue to trade attacks. A rescue service says it transported another seven wounded people to the hospital after the projectile attack. It comes as Palestinians across Israel and the occupied territories go on strike in a rare collective action against Israel's policies. With the war in Gaza showing no sign of abating, the general strike could again widen the conflict after a spasm of communal violence in Israel and protests across the occupied West Bank last week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is acknowledging confusion after the CDC said fully vaccinated people don't need to wear masks in most instances, even indoors. Fauci says the problem and the issue is that we don't have any way of knowing who is vaccinated and who is not vaccinated. The fire department in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, responded to more than 300 calls overnight of people being trapped in cars or in homes that were starting to flood. A major interstate was closed. Some parts of Louisiana got as much as 13 inches of rain. This is AP News. Roberto Novo has styled the hair of stars like Britney Spears and Naomi Campbell. During the pandemic, Novo is focusing his talents to the hair of older New Yorkers, and he's doing it for free.
With my scissors, I make a lot of people happy. That's what it's like. It's all about making good energy.
Novo welcomes them to his Manhattan apartment or visits them in their homes. His two French bulldogs help keep everyone company. He visited Marina Erdogan's apartment.
He keeps up with your life. So as you change your life, he changes your hairstyle.
Many of Novo's clients have felt isolated during the pandemic.
The power that we have with the scissors and bring happiness and make somebody in a good mood. You know, doesn't matter what age you are, that is incredible.
Roberto Novo says he always tells people if he dies and is born again, he will do exactly the same. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.